Hey, you guys. So on this episode, we're going to be giving you guys 7 tips on how to build a system for your cleaning company. Okay, stay tuned in. Let's go.
Woo. Candid cleaning conversations. Everybody gather around. It's a celebration that we're still standing. Big up Katrina. She the inspiration. Came up from the bottom. She here with the motivation. Here to teach and inspire. Help you aim higher. Help you dream bigger. Get what you desire. Real recognize. Real iron sharpens iron. Let us grow your cleaning business. She ain't playing around. Yeah, the queen mean business. Just stick around. Get down with a podcast. Hold it down. Here we go. Foot on the gas. Candid cleaning conversation.
Welcome back to the show. Today is no fluff. I'm going to be giving you guys 7 tips. Me and Miss Tamika, we're going to be giving you 7 tips on how to actually create a system for your cleaning company. I think a lot of people, when they think about systems, they think real complex, but it's really not as hard as you guys think it is.
Right. It's definitely a generic thing. If you just think about how you run your company or how you delegate on your day-to-day action, it's definitely a system, what you do. So
yeah, really, if you just think about the things that you do on a day by day. So tip number 1, you want to identify the process, which means your day by day, whatever it is you're trying to systemize, just think about what you do, the steps to that thing, and you first have to identify it first. Okay, so let's say you want to create a system for a hiring system. Okay, you need to identify that that is the system that you want to create, and then you want to start writing out the steps on your hiring process. So you need to really start documenting everything that you're doing for that system that you're trying to create. Okay.
Yeah. So that basically means, you guys, so you know, when you're going through your hiring process, what do you want to happen far as from the experience, from the beginning to the end? So when you go through your hiring process, you want them to be able to see what is going to be an actual template. Well, it's going to be a post-it that basically says a job description of what it is. So now you have your job description. Now your candidates are going to have to go through a process to get hired on. So that means basically, okay, are you going to have like where they just call you up and you do a phone interview and then you send them out in the field? Or are you going to take them through a step-by-step process, which basically means, are you going to say, for an example of what we do, we take them through an extensive background check, or meaning basically they'll get a call with our virtual assistant, well, with our executive assistant, and he will ask them some questions. Basically, go over it and see exactly what they're trying to say. See if they're actually interested in the position and see if they should get a phone for an interview with us. Once they actually go through a phone interview with us, if they move on to the next step, then this is when we do a face-to-face. Just, you know, just to understand who they are as a person and just, you know, seeing, okay, how they dressed up, what do they look like things of that nature. And then after we go through that, then we give them a trial basis. Because, honey, some of them people don't be lasting. I mean, they might say they want to clean and they want this job. Yeah, I want it. But then when they actually get into it, it's not what they expected. So they really typically don't stay. Some of them stick, but some of them don't. So all in all, it's just a process that you will want your hiring process to go through. You know, if you want them to receive any type of notifications, you know, whether it's your onboarding video, whether you want to send like teaching videos through Teachable, like that's just your process. And that's basically how you're able to identify your process of how you want things to go.
Right. Exactly. So the number 2 would be actually defining your goals. Okay. So after you thought about what system you want to create, like everything that Miss Tamika went through, you know, you create your content, you run ads for the content, and when they click on the link to the job description, they'll fill out the application, and after they filter through your application, then you'll set up a interview for them. They'll do a virtual interview, and then you set up the interview in the office. These are all steps that you need to be writing down. And I know it's confusing because you guys are like, how am I supposed to know what steps do I take? In the beginning, you're not going to know what steps to take. That's why it's important to just get started. Do something, okay? I didn't know my steps and my procedures until I got busy, okay? I didn't really know what it was. I just started to get busy. I started to win some accounts first, okay? Win some accounts, mm-hmm. Do your accounts, learn your clients, and then I slowly started to put together a system that made sense for me, mm-hmm. Okay? Or you can follow somebody else's blueprint. You can work for another cleaning company and you can actually follow their blueprint. You know, a successful cleaning company, of course. You don't want to mm-hmm. follow nobody's bad system. But mm-hmm. but anyway, after that, number two I have down here, you need to set a goal. Like, what exactly are you trying to achieve from this system that you're trying to create? Okay, so define what your goals are. It's important to set goals for your system. This will help you measure the effectiveness. Mm-hmm. They can be optimized for efficiency and effectiveness. Okay, mm-hmm. So set your goals up. Already have clarity on your ending goal for your system. Okay, so for my hiring system, my ending goal is for everything to be automated except for the interview process, because right now in the position where we're at right now, we like to do the final interview. Mm-hmm. We like to do the final interview and we like to be able to meet the person, because I'm really good at seeing whether this person is a good candidate or not. I'm kind of good with mm-hmm. what do you call it, the disassessment. You know, yeah. I'm really, really good with personalities and really trying to read a person. So I want to be the last interview. Both of us, we interview them, fill them out, and then we pass them through. So my ending goal for my system is for me to interview them. After I pass them through, then the magic happens. I don't have to do anything else because I just pass them to my exec and then he will start the onboarding process.
Okay.
And that's the system. Okay.
That's the system, you guys.
In a nutshell, it's a lot more complicated than that on the back end, but it's only but so much you could teach in a couple of minutes.
Okay. Right.
The next thing we have down here is make sure that you document the process. We talked about that. Make sure that you define your roles and your responsibilities. Okay. Make sure you're very, very clear on the role for the job and the responsibility mm-hmm. for the job. That's very important. When I started to hire VAs, I was kind of bad with the responsibility and role part because I didn't really have my system written out. Mm-hmm. I knew what I wanted though. I knew what the ending goal was. So I would look for a professional that understood my pain. Okay. But it still was a problem. Because I didn't have my duties written down. So what me and Miss Tamika did, we sat down and we said, okay, we got to think. We have to write out every little thing that we want this person to do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we had to write out the roles and the responsibilities for this person. And within, I think it took about 3 months for him to actually learn the system and learn the people, and you know, because the system is different. Mm-hmm. I didn't copy off of nobody else's system when it came to hiring our VA to do what he does. This is a unique system that we created, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, defining the roles and responsibilities, you guys, that would be the next one. After that, I have set standards. Create standard operation procedures, SOPs, standard operation procedures, okay?
Right.
You need that. That defines the expectations, okay? The expected outcome and quality of each process. So what do you expect to get out of your processes? What is the outcome that you expect? You need to have clarity on this. Okay, so Trust me, if you can sit down one day, because I know everybody talking about they busy, but you really need to sit down and think about your SOPs. And from the beginning to the end, what is the outcome that you want to have out of this whole experience? Okay, you got to think about this stuff and write it down. Right. Okay, this will help you maintain consistency and improve overall quality with your cleaning company.
I like that. I mean, definitely, you guys, like, each step, if you really think about it, the seven steps, we only are on number four right now. But each step is definitely how you will be running your cleaning company. Whether it's hiring, whether it's your customer experience, where it's your cleaner's experience of whatever it is, but they all are going to go through the same process to show consistency. And basically, they're going to go through an experience. Just think about it. When you order a pizza, you call up on the phone to order the pizza, right? You expect for somebody to pick up the phone. When somebody doesn't pick up the phone, you get a little frustrated because you're like, well, what in the world? Why did not? They don't want my money today. And you got to think, it starts your customer experience starts when you start by calling over the phone. That's when it starts for you. Then when the person picks up the phone, okay, now you have somebody that's on the phone. You expect for that person to be very courteous to you and tell you if they got some deals going on. Because nowadays, who actually go online and try to find out what they got for a special? You expect for people to tell you over the phone because it's convenience, because you need for them to tell you because you don't have the what? The time. You don't have the time to do it. So you want them to be able to know what they're actually working with then, which is the pizza parlor. You want them to know, okay, what the specials are. So after you're on the phone and you're talking to them, you're going to want to order the pizza. And you're expecting them to hear everything you just said. You know what I mean? You don't want them to have anything left out. You want them to hear, okay, I want a large supreme pizza. I want stuffed crust. I want it to have the garlic, you know, butter sauce. That's what I want. Okay, did you want anything extra? Okay, so now here is your time. Now, they, on the other end, once you're making your sale, now you have to look at how each interaction goes, because if you think about it, everybody has their own pitch. We have our pitch. They have their pitch. Okay, there are some way, somehow, they're them being on the phone, by the end of that call, they have to pitch to you, okay, well, can I upsell this person? Can I offer them a dessert? Can I offer them a drink? That's that we're upselling, but they don't come to you like that. Some of them do, but some of them don't come to you like that because they have to make it seem like they're not selling and it's just offered to you. But all in all, your experience, you're going to want that pizza to come to you hot and fresh. If that pizza doesn't come to you hot and fresh, and if that pizza is missing something, your experience with that particular brand of pizza delivery is over. And you don't want to go back because it's been damaged. Mm-hmm. So think about the process of how you will want to delegate your cleaning company, of how you will want your cleaner to feel when they're being onboarded. Think about the experience of your client, how they will want to feel. You want to make sure they have communication. So just with identifying the process will be identifying the workflow of how you want things to be delegated in the process. So this is what's going to happen first. This is what's going to happen next. After this is going to happen. But this can't happen until this happens. And then when you define the goal, you're just trying to figure out, okay, the ending goal is for them to become a retaining client. They might be booking for a one-time clean, but you want to retain them as a client. They might be coming to you to work, but the end goal for the worker is for them to stay, for them to stick, to love what they do. You want them to see the company culture within your company. And then to define the responsibilities, of course, is to go upon showing, okay, this is what you're supposed to do. Just think about a service agreement. That's setting the responsibilities. Basically, letting the person know this is the services that you're going to be providing, and then what they are responsible for paying for the services that you provided. Like, it's not rocket scientists, but then setting the standards will be, okay, setting expectations of letting them know, okay, I agree to do this, but if you don't pay on time, then there's going to be an interest charge for you every time you're late. Like, you just have to set expectations. Just think about it. Every time we go down this line, is basically something that you've already done or are doing in your cleaning business, if that helps out.
Awesome, girl. That was a kick-ass answer. Okay, so I think we are on number five.
Yes.
Number five is automate where possible. Okay, so this is where the automation comes at. When we say system, think of a engine running, of a like thing going like this, like you know, without you. You know what I'm saying? So you want to learn how to automate it where possible. Okay, so you can use technology to automate. A lot of people use CRM programs, they run ads, they have virtual assistants. Mm-hmm. These are all tools that you can use to create automation. Okay, there are apps out there that will do a lot of stuff for you. ChatGPT, there's MiniChat. I love MiniChat because you can just tell your team, well, you can tell your audience to type, I want to clean, in the chat. And then as soon as they type it in there, then your AI will start like communicating and having a conversation with them. So that is a way to create a system as well. It's called MiniChat. But yeah, you need to automate where
possible. You guys, think about it. Anything that you don't have to do by hand and you can use a system for it when you're accepting payments. Hello, you could use Square because it has with that person. Once you send them the invoice, they can make a payment. Think about QuickBooks, same thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to have multiple options of payment so it'll be convenient for people.
Make
you
it
know
convenient.
What I mean? Like automation. So you have a executive assistant like we do. That's automation to pick up the phone so that way we can do something else. It frees our time up to go and do something else. So while he's answering the phone, he's taking down messages, he's making bookings. That's automation where things are possible. I mean, far as your scheduling, I don't know if you may have people. I mean, we have workers, we have contractors, you may have employees, but we use ClockShark to actually, you know, delegate for everybody to be dispatched out. We use Slack. That's automation to where now our clients can see the before and after pictures, as well as it gives us a cover your ass type of moment in case a customer will be like, well, hey, somebody left this here. Now we'll just reference back to Slack and we'll say, we did do that. So it helps.
It's actually not us doing it. Mostly it's our VA that does the looking back at it because he has the systems and processes to follow.
That's true. I'm letting you guys know, yes, our virtual assistant does everything. He does everything. I'm just saying basically what you guys can do. I don't know if you have, if you're ready to hire a executive assistant. You know what I mean? You may not be at that point too, but I'm just explaining of the process of what it does.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. So yes, that creating automation is a must. And you got to stop being scared to spend money, y'all.
Please.
Because in 2023, we shouldn't be having gas money problems in 2023. You know what I'm saying?
Not no $20 gas problems.
We shouldn't have problems like that in 2023. It's too many kick-ass apps out there. It's so much information out there. This is a whole nother video I'm gonna do on.
Okay.
But yeah, you need to create the automation. I know you guys hear this all the time, but create automation, use CRM programs, use Stripe, use, you know, Square, like you said, QuickBooks. All of these are payment processors you can use, and you can actually schedule an invoice to go out. Like, let's say we got a cleaning on Friday. You can schedule it out on Friday to bill that person on Friday. Mm-hmm. So that can be a part of a system that you don't have to do. See, me, my stuff gets billed. My Airbnbs get billed every day. My hands are off. I don't have to do it. Only thing I have to do is make sure that the person that's doing it is doing what they're supposed to do, and we ain't missing out on the money.
Right.
Okay. So moving right along, number six, I have train your team. Mm-hmm. Ensure that your team is trained on the new system and that they understand their roles and responsibilities. This will help to ensure that everyone is on the same page and working towards the same goal. Okay, so train your team. Okay,
train your team.
Remember, if you use contractors, hire professionals. They're already trained. Mm-hmm. You have employees, mm-hmm. make sure they're going through your procedures and they are trained, okay, to the highest, mm-hmm. Highest level, okay? After everybody is trained, last but not least, you want to measure your performances. Finally, track and key your matrix and measure the performance of your system. So you need to make sure that you're measuring everything and tracking everything so that you know what's working and what's not working. Because in the beginning, my first couple of people that I hired for mm-hmm. to help us out in the background on our end, mm-hmm. it wasn't so good. Mm-hmm. And it was all because of the steps and procedures that I put in place. Mm-hmm. And they didn't understand it. It was probably my fault that they didn't understand it. Okay. But it helped me figure out how to do it with the next person. Okay. So the person that I got, he was very, very patient with the company. And I let him know, this is the first time I ever hired somebody for this position, so please bear with me, okay? So he was willing to stick it out with us. Like, yeah, we're starting from the bottom, but right now we're here because mm-hmm. he's learned the system. He's even helped create systems within the system, okay? Right. So it's smooth sailing, but I just tell that story so you guys know it didn't happen overnight. It's not like I had the whole company. It's not like I copied another cleaning business's whole system.
Right.
Like a lot of my processes and procedures, I created them myself. You know? But that is our 7 tips on how to create a system. Just want to open up your mind and expand your mind and not have you... I don't want you to feel like it's something so complicated that you don't... You know, you're not going to be able to do.
Right.
You will be able to do it. Okay. It's just, it takes clarity whenever you are creating a system. It takes clarity.
And take your time, guys. Like, don't feel like you have to rush because just like a service agreement, you might have a blueprint of your service agreement, but over time, that service agreement is going to change because you're going to go through different experiences to where you're going to be like, I have to add this and I have to add that. So just trust the process and go along with everything and mm-hmm. enjoy the ride.
It's not going to be perfect.
You know what I'm saying? Nothing mm-hmm. will ever be perfect and you will just continue to learn along the way.
Yeah, get comfortable with failing.
Yeah.
Get comfortable. I love telling you guys my challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, when I started building systems, I didn't know what I was doing. I got comfortable with failing. You learn from your mistakes. You get dust yourself off. And you try it again, okay? Mm-hmm. So that's our video. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Like, comment, subscribe down below. Till the next video, we're out of here. Peace.